morning, amen, we've come to the main event, praise amen. The Lord, the main event, amen, praise the Lord. You can be seated just for a little while, amen, but this morning, amen, we want to get ready to call up our guest, amen, and he's not a stranger to our church, amen, he's come and helped us many times, amen, in the past years, amen. He's brought his drama, his famous drama, Blood In, Blood Out, a couple of times, amen, we've done it there. The city of Arlington a few times, and then we brought him in to speak, and he's a powerful, powerful man of God, amen, and he has a powerful amen. Testimony, amen, amen, that God has been able to use him, amen, not just in the United States, but all over the world, amen, yeah, he's been able to travel, amen, and to share his testimony, amen, what a powerful testimony that he has, and he's going to be sharing here this morning. That's one of the things that I like about our ministry, Victory Outreach, amen, is that that God has given us such a unique anointing. To minister to the outcasts sometimes, the outcasts, those that are far away sometimes from the grace of God. And God has given us a special anointing to just to go into places and for the Lord to use us to reach sometimes the unreachable. Amen. The unreachable. And, that's what God did with Evangelist Art Blaucos, amen, many years ago. And he has many, many, of course, his story of salvation, but he also has many other stories that even through being saved and serving God and traveling around and sharing his testimony, amen. The devil is mad. Come on, somebody. You know, the devil is mad whenever the church reaches people, amen. You know, especially people that used to cause havoc for him, or people that used to be generals in his army, and you know, many of us we used to be the devil's pawn, amen. You know, he used us, you know, to create havoc in people's lives and in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And then God saved us, amen. He saved us, and then all of a sudden he starts to use us to bring hope to the hopeless, amen.
Yeah.
And you know, and so, you know, it's always good when he comes. Yesterday we had a great event there at the car show and the summer jam, amen. Powerful event, and you know it was great, amen. Like I said earlier, God held back the rain, and it was sunny all day for us, amen. You know, I don't want to sound, you know, kind of picky, you know, but you know, he could have maybe turned up the AC a little bit. Hello, somebody, amen. But we'll take the sun, amen. And then, you know, right when we, you know, it was funny because right, you know, my wife said that right when we left, we took off to go take him back to the room. We had already shared his testimony. People responded to the altar call. And it was kind of already closing. People, the cars were leaving. It was already past 3 o'clock. And all of a sudden, the cloud comes in. You know, and then when I get back to the house after dropping him off, you hear the thunder. And it starts pouring down. We were just in awe. We're like, God knew what he was doing. Come on, somebody. God knew what he was doing, amen. And it was powerful, amen. And we serve a powerful God, amen. And this morning, amen, we're going to hear about the power of God. And I hope that your hearts are open. And maybe you're here this morning, and this is maybe you haven't been to church in a long time. Or maybe, you know, this is your first time in church. I believe that God brought you for a reason. And I pray that your hearts are open to receive, amen, what God is going to do through Evangelist Art Blaucos. And he also brought a friend with him, amen, a brother, amen, brother in Christ, a disciple, amen. He's a disciple. God is grooming him, amen. And the Evangelist Art Blaucos is working with him. And he's praying one day he's going to be in the evangelist field also, amen, and be preaching around, amen. And so there are our guests this morning, amen. So I'm going to ask you to all stand to your feet, and how many know we're family in Victory Outreach, amen? We're family, amen. We're family, amen. And so I want you to give them a good warm welcome, amen, as I call them both up. Evangelist Art Blaucos and Brother Pete from Oakland, Victory Outreach, Oakland, California.
Well, praise the Lord. Come on, give him praise and glory. Give it up for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lift up your voices and shout unto the Lord. He is a good God. He is a mighty God. Amen. There is no God like him. None can compare to the God of Victory Outreach. Say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I thank God for my salvation, and you're going to hear in a few moments of the grace of God, as Pastor Francisco was mentioning, the unique anointing that this ministry has, Victory Outreach. And it's been 31 years now that God has redeemed me and rescued me from the pits of hell and the deep, deep darkness. Amen? You're going to hear about that in a few moments. But also, too, I wanted to stop here and give a special thanks to my good friend, your pastor, Pastor Francisco, the beautiful wife, Sylvia, the daughter, Celeste, and I think the twins, and Lexi, I don't know, hallelujah, and Josh, and many people here. It's like I feel at home and like family. And you know, we are family, right? Amen. And it's so good, too, to be here this morning recovering from the fight last night. Hallelujah. I won't go there, praise the Lord. But it was a good fight. Amen. Good entertainment, and that's what we want too, is a good fight. For nothing wrong with that. Hallelujah. But too, I just want to say too that I've been greeting from my pastor, the Mother Church, Pastor Sonny Jr. and his wife Kim. We've been doing this in Grand Prairie. Hallelujah. Grand Prairie. Let me take you there. Amen. That'll be next year. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they said to give you, my wife also said to give you my give you her love. She couldn't make it. She really, really wanted to, but she'll be here hopefully next year. Amen? Amen. And that's the lovely, the talented Anna Blahos. Hallelujah. She'll be here next year. God willing. Praise the Lord. Also, too, there's a young man here with me before I open up and share my testimony. There's a young man here with me known as Brother Pete. But Brother Pete, as Pastor Francisco mentioned, is being groomed, is being discipled. Powerful testimony in his own right. And I believe, too, you're going to hear again just a taste of the uniqueness and the calling and the grace of God upon the ministry of Victory Outreach. Amen. So please welcome the one and only Brother Pete Torres. Amen.
God bless, God bless. Good morning. First of all, I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for my salvation. I'm truly grateful to be alive, free, not bound by the world. And I bring greetings. I bring greetings from my pastors, Pastor Mike and Sister Marjorie, there in the city of Oakland. Wasn't too long ago that I was sitting in the county jail, and I just got picked up on a case. And the thing was, though, before that case happened, I was sitting there, and I had a needle in one hand and divorce papers in the other, and my marriage was shot, and I was already on the verge of divorce, and I was strung out, slamming methamphetamine, you know, out of my mind, just not even knowing which way to go, and it had nothing to do with God, nothing to do with any type of ministry or anything to do with any type of a men's home or recovery home. I thought maybe an NA meeting every now and then, because that's where the connections were at the time, you know, so I'll go to an NA meeting, because that's where you get some of that dope sometimes, it was an NA meeting, so I go to an NA meeting every now and then, but then I got busted. You know, and I'm sitting in booking, and I'm thinking, okay, God, there's got to be something different, because I was on parole for 19 years. I did about 13 years in prison. So while I would go to jail, I'd try to, you know, become something and be something. And it was this last time when I hit the county jail and I hit booking that I said, no, God, I want you to do something different this time. I know you're real, and I've seen you working in the lives of my family members, but I want you to do something within my life. Come do something within me. So I surrendered to God in booking. You know, so when I stepped into the county and I stepped into those sections, everybody sees you. They say, what's up, homie? Hey, you gonna do this? What's up, homie? You gonna do that? Now, you know what? I'm walking with God this time. You know, for us out there in California, I'm sure here in Texas, when you take a step and you take that step and you say, I'm gonna walk with the Lord, and I'm gonna start walking with God, people are gonna sit back and they're gonna look at you, and they're gonna judge you, they're gonna gauge you, they're gonna analyze you, they're gonna see if you're just trying to do a prison salvation, or if it's true what you're really doing, and are you really trying to do this, or are you just trying to get a little bit of a pass? You don't gotta do all that other madness just to be a part of. But see, I knew that it was real. And so when I'm looking at 15 years and I'm thinking, okay, God, I need you to move. And I don't know how. And then there comes a man, and he comes into the county, and he starts telling about Victor Outreach, and starts telling about our Blahos, and telling about this ministry, and there's homes, and there's people get changed, and people just like me, you know, an ex-gang member, drug addict, wife doing nothing to do, he's getting divorced. So there's a home you can go to, it doesn't cost nothing. Go check it out, man. So I'm like, all right, so I go to court, and I tell the judge, hey, I want to go to Victor Outreach, and they're getting ready to suspend my sentence, and he says, where's the paperwork at? How are you going to do this? I said, I don't know, but I'm just going to. They said there's a bed available. They said, how do you know there's a bed available? They said, because I'm telling you there is. And the judge said, well, show me something. So my lawyer gets a phone with a text message from the director and tells the DA, I don't have any paperwork saying that there's a Victor Howard's bed available for Mr. Torres, but I got a text message from a director of Victor Howard that says that there's a bed available. The DA said, really? I'm looking at 15 years. I'm trying to get a suspended sentence. The DA said, let me see that phone. So my lawyer grabs the phone. He walks over to the DA, hands the DA the phone, and tells the DA, there. And the DA looks at the phone message, goes, you know, the people accept. I'm going to go ahead and allow Mr. Torres to go to a Victor Howard special on a text message. I didn't know we were going to pay for it. Then the judge grabs the phone. The judge looks at it and says, all right, this is your one and only shot. Go in. So the judge goes in and sends it to a Victor Howard home. And as soon as I stepped into that home, it took a minute. It took a little while. It took a process. It took for God to remove some things from me. But I started, my family started coming back. My wife started coming back. My drug addiction broke. I was no longer friendly with the gang. My life really changed. See, I went from being a high school dropout to graduating Bethany in 2020. See, I went from being something in the world to being called to be an evangelist in this great, great, great movement. Victory Outreach. I'm grateful for what he's doing. And I've never had a void in my life. I've never missed one bit of my past life. The only thing that I miss from my past life is that my homeboys aren't getting on board with me. The only thing that I miss from there is that they're all not grabbing this vision. They're all not seeing there's something different. I thank God for social media because they see it. Oh, he's in Texas. Oh, he's in Albuquerque. Oh, he's in Denver. Oh, he's in Washington. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. But don't need to hear it. I'm called to reach the fellas, and I'm grateful for this movement. See, now I got my wife, and she rolls with me. You know, I'm sitting there in Oakland now, and I'm in Southern California, and I know there's a God because I hit the streets in a Dodger hat up there in Northern California. You know what I know? I know there's a God because I'm being embraced by my region. You know what? I'm growing and I'm being a part of this movement and meeting great men of God like your pastor and his wife right here. They're taking cities and laying it all down just so the people can get touched. You know, yesterday I talked to a young man and he said, you know, I'm just looking for a place to fit in. I said, welcome home, bro. Because we all fit in right here. Welcome home because this is a ministry for us. Doesn't matter what you look like. I'm in a suit right now, but underneath this suit, I can get judged, and I have been judged because the way that I look, but I know the greater is he who's in me, and he was out there right around that world, and I'm thankful. So all I'm going to say right now is encourage those family members that aren't saved, that one family member you think doesn't want nothing to do with God. Pick up the phone, call him, invite him to church, because when he walks through these doors of Victor Outreach, Holy Ghost takes over. The Holy Ghost takes over. There ain't no stopping. Change the people. People get delivered. Things get restored because there's power in the name of Jesus. God bless you guys.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good. And I told you that the man is an evangelist. And keep Torres in prayer. Amen. And because we need many, many more evangelists and ministers. Amen. Thank you so much, worship team. What a blessing. And thank you so much. And you guys are really blessed and anointed. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. And what I want to do now is just share a little bit about, of course, always give God the glory, always give him the praise. Yes. That's the reason I'm here, amen? Right. It all begins with him, it ends with him, amen? Yes. He's the beginning and the end and the middle too, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, what a God we serve, amen. Whose phone is this? I'll leave it up here, hallelujah. Amen, we bookmark this, amen. But you know what I want to do is I want all of you to, all right. I love doing that. Because for years and years, hallelujah, come on somebody, I will have to stand for the judge, amen. And it was not Judge Judy. I have to stand for the judge, and for I've been in prison many, many, many years, and I'm going to share a little bit about how I had to fight the gas chamber, the death penalty in LA County for 4.5 years. And I would always hear that every time I go to court, all rise. So in honor of the righteous judge of all the earth that's here, that's why you're standing. Amen. No longer a judge of the earth. Amen. A judge that condemns, but a judge who gives grace and mercy. Genesis chapter 4, please. If you turn there, the Old Testament. And I shared something about this there in Dallas a Friday night. And God moved in a tremendous way. And I believe here, God will move in grand rarity. Hey. Genesis chapter 4. Y'all have it?
Amen.
I'm going to cut to my Texas drawl here. Y'all have it? Okay. If you do, raise your hand. Want to tell the whole truth? Nothing. Put it down. Put it down. You guys know the drill too good. I begin reading right here at chapter 4, verse 8. The Word of God reads, Genesis chapter 4, verse 8. Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is your brother? Where is Abel, your brother? He says, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? Verse 10, key verse. And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. That question, God, that you directed at Cain. What have you done? Father, that's the question, Lord God, that we have to answer, Lord God, and it cries out to be answered, God. That was my cry many, many years ago. A guilty conscience, God. Shame, Lord. What have you done, God? And I'm a man who knew the shedding of blood and destroying lives. But yet, somehow, God, you intervene. Today, God, moved by your spirit, open up minds and hearts here in Grand Prairie and bring your kingdom here, Lord God, the reality and the truth and the power of who you are and the answer to this great question, what have you done? In Jesus' name, and God's people say,
amen.
You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Amen. What have you done? Many times, that's a question of life, right? I'm sure every man and woman and child here, young person, have heard that. Amen? What were you thinking? What have you done? Oh, my Lord. And I've heard that many, many times. But here God is asking that question. And here was the first murder. What have you done? And God even says that whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God, God made man. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood should be shed. Amen? So it begs the question, Grand Prairie, what am I doing here this morning? Why am I here and not executed? Why am I here and not dead? Why am I here and not in jail? Amen? Is that a fair question?
Yeah.
Of course it is. And then the world all around us cries out for justice, cries out for, you know, somebody do something. And that's what all they're saying is there any justice in the world? Every single day, just put on your news, social media, and Facebook, Twitter, and all that stuff, and you'll see this. It looks like bad news and bad news and bad news. Amen?
Right.
Is there any good news for the good guys? Are the good guys going to come up? Are the good guys going to win? Are the good guys going to get victories? I'm here to tell you to every question, yes and amen.
Yes.
To that question, what have you done?
Yes, yes.
Amen. What have you done? Your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. I'm sure there's parents here. I'm sure there's family members here. That I have family members also, too, that have been lost to crime and to violence and victims of crime. And probably every person here, if not, you know somebody, you know, your family, your homies, the fellas, the road dogs, that they've been lost to violence. And there is a cry from the heart. There is a cry that's coming from Texas. There is a cry coming from Grand Prairie, you know.
Right. Yes, yes.
Somebody do something.
Yes.
Is there an answer? When will it stop?
Yes.
You know, is there any hope? And all those are legitimate and real questions.
Right.
Amen?
Yes.
And before I go into it and answer that question by the grace of God, I just want to say that back in the day, there was something known as the gas chamber at San Quentin State Prison. And when I was there in
17 years there, I would get a visit sometimes when I was in death row, not condemned, but housed in death row, and they would yell, "Make a hole, dead man walking." And you'd have to make a hole and stuff. And we had to pass the gas chamber to go to the yard back in the day in North Block. And look it. And there was two chairs in the gas chamber. And each chair had a letter under it, A and B. And then the guards, you know how the guards are, they would, you know, get their clown on and go, "Hey, look, Art Blahos, they got your initials." Ah, you know? It's a matter of time before you're in there. True, you could just look at it. You see it online. And it was A, B, Art Blahos. And you know what? I didn't say my God, but I would, you know, I wouldn't like it. I'd get mad. First of all, I didn't feel dead. Dead man walking. Second of all, I said, in me, everything rebelled. Get you crazy. I'm not going to die in that. I don't care what you say, you know. I'm going to live. And many of you have seen the movie The Green Mile, right?
Yeah, have you seen it?
That's something similar to that long last lonely walk that people I know have made to the gas chamber. Today, now, is they kill you by lethal injection. And that's how they do it now. There's no more gas chamber. I don't think there's no more electric chair, but it's still capital punishment.
Yeah.
And simply saying law prescribed, right? How many here know what law prescribed means? Come on, don't look at me that way. It means you get a crime and then you're going to be sentenced to whatever fits that crime, yeah. Law prescribed. Listen here, Grand Prairie. God just told us that whoever sheds man's blood, yeah. By man, his blood shall be shed.
Yeah.
The testimony starts that way, blood in and blood out. Again, it begs the question, what on earth am I doing here? Some people will say, well, that's what's wrong with the justice system here. They let animals like you out, you know. And I go, well, you got a point there, you know. But there's a backside to that, too. There's a flip side to your remark right there.
Right.
To join the mafia, you kill. To leave the mafia, you die. Is that true, Grand Prairie?
Yeah.
Yes. Depends who you ask. But there is truth to that. Then again, what am I doing here? Come on, let's keep it real. And I'm talking to people. I'm addressing men and women. You know, you're intelligent. You've got good minds. And that is a good question. Well, let's put it a different way. How can I stand in front of you right now, one time, a man under the judgment of God, under the wrath of God? You know, I'm supposed to be in hell right now. And that's according to God, according to the law, and according to even the underworld. I mean, that's three death sentences back to back to back, you know. Again, what on earth am I doing here? A man one time condemned under the wrath and the judgment of God. Ladies and gentlemen, please, how can I stand before you right now behind this pulpit here in Grand Prairie, now a man under the grace of God, under the mercy of God, under the freedom of God? How did that happen? And here's, this is more important. Please listen to me. This is more important. Is it real?
Yeah, come on.
What I'm saying, is it true? And I'm putting you right now, all of you, I'm swearing you in, you're in the jury box. Amen. Okay? And if you're in the jury box, what do? You kick back and go, you weigh the evidence.
Yeah.
You know, and then at the end, you have to come back with the verdict. True or not true? Live or die. Right? So that's the position you're in right now. Is what I'm saying, is what I'm testifying, is it true? Is it real? And if is it real, then I challenge you. Put it to the test. There's many things. There's many programs. There's many people that they try to change. And then at this time, I must share something that happened. I've been sharing it for a couple of months now since it happened. In fact, we're having a run for hope right there. In Southern California, a place called Lake Lake. If you look right there in Rosemead, California, we're having a run for hope, Southern California. Or the fellas called it Marrano Beach. Amen. That's another story. Because back in the days, they would have pigs and chickens, and you know, La Raza would do it, you know. That was our little our beach. But now it's Lake Lake. They're all sophisticated. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
But listen to this. And then I'm going somewhere, pointing you, as Pastor mentioned, to the uniqueness of the anointing that's on the ministry
yes.
of victory.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Outrageous. Amen. Listen carefully. In a place called South El Monte, California, right by Rosemead. Some of you know where that's at. El Monte, California, La Puente, that area.
Yeah.
I'm going to minister that morning, and I pass Lake Lake. It's a big park. And I look, and there's some police and stuff, and I don't snap. It's just the usual, you know. They arrested somebody, or they got in a fight or something. Somebody's getting busted. Then I go, and I minister. I'm sharing my testimony in this church. And you know what I'm sharing about? I just happen to be sharing about the event that happens once a year in Ontario, California, known as Mighty Men of Valor, right? So I'm sharing there because there was a lot of crime and violence and they're blasting each other and like they do everywhere, right? That's nothing new. But what's new is there a solution?
Yeah.
You can bring up all kinds of stats, all kinds of problems, all kinds of victims, but is there a solution?
Yeah.
Tell me a solution. Give me the answer. So look, I didn't know this is all divine setup. I didn't know what's happening at Lake Lake. I'm going to get to that, right? I'm sharing my testimony. And there's a place once a year in Ontario, California, where 5,000 men are gathered. Wow, they're looking at me like, so? You know? I tell them, but wait a minute, you know? These aren't ordinary men. These men are Hispanic. They're black. They're white. They're from Los Angeles. They're from Chicago. They're from Texas. They're from New York.
Amen.
They're from Europe. They're from London. They're from Amsterdam. They're from Australia. They're from India. They're from New Zealand. They're from all over the world. 5,000 people. Look at the place. And they're beginning to lean a little bit closer. What? And I go, no. Listen. These men, many of them are former enemies, former rivals, red and blue, blood and Crips, north and south, in one place. And now they're leaning closer. What? What are you talking about? Listen, these men, if you would go there and you would see them going every day to the convention center, if they didn't have this, if they didn't have the Bibles in their hands, you would think it's an Apple convention or an Amazon thing or I don't know, Tesla, whatever, right? But where on earth, look at me, where on earth do you see 5,000 fellas, thugs, bald headed, scarred up, tattooed, black, white, weren't going in the morning singing, I'm so glad Jesus will be free. What is that? What is that? It's a phenomenon. It's supernatural.
Yeah.
It's not normal. You cannot get 5,000 men in one auditorium, right? Without having guns and mini 14s and barbed wire in there, You need walls, you need prison just to stop them. But here we are, and the place is open for a week, and there's not even one. You should be clapping, amen. Not one fight.
Come on.
Yes, a miracle. Maybe one fight, Pastor. Come on, let's be real. Maybe one fight. But it's a miracle. That doesn't happen nowhere. Are you with me? Who could do that? Pete knows that. That does not happen. But here's the place. Every race, color, gang, nationality for a week straight under one roof. But I'm not doing it. Hallelujah. They don't just go in with their Bibles. Amen. Which is unique. Well, nowadays they got probably laptops or some electric device. Hallelujah. But still, it's a Bible, right?
Yeah.
But then, if somebody would be there with a camera panning the audience, if you're there, and then they would look, and oh my God, what is this? And they would ask you, what is this going on? What's going on with the camera? What is all this stuff here about? What would you say? Remember, your answer could go out to potentially millions around the world. CNN, NBC, Channel 4, Gangland, Lockup, History, Nat Geo, all over the world, right? And the camera comes on you. Sir, please tell me, what is all this strange phenomena here? all these men, look at them. Oh my God, some got scars and tattoos, and they're all blasted, and but they're all singing to the Lord. And they're all lifting holy hands. Sir, what is this? What would you say? Your response would be the answer to the crime in Red Prairie.
Come on, amen.
Your answer would be. Your response would be the answer to the drug addiction, the human trafficking, the pornography, the violence. Your response would be the answer.
Amen.
And it's a powerful. Now, I'm not done yet. And I'm sharing the story with them. And they're on the edge of their seats. And they're taking notes now. And now some are recording and stuff like that. And I'm going, good, good, good. Because they're beginning to get it. Yeah. We're talking about endorsement from heaven, something supernatural on this ministry. Please don't miss it. God brought you here. And if that's not you, it's your friend. It's your uncle. It's your father. It's your son. It's your homeboy. It's somebody in your community that needs to hear the life-saving message of Jesus Christ. Amen? Now look at me, please. And it is tremendous. How do you know? Remember, you're in the jury seat. Hallelujah. You're going to be asked to make a decision. How do you know that what I'm saying is the truth? Mm. How do you know that? Anybody could say anything, right? You guys know that. There's all kinds of platforms and pulpits out there. How do you know that what I'm saying right now, behind this pulpit, Sunday morning here in Grand Prairie, Victory Outrageous, is the truth? How do you know? Got a good question? Hallelujah. This is how you know. Pete, stand up. Exhibit A. Knowledge of what I'm talking about is in the power of lives changed and transformed.
Amen.
31 years. Who could do that? I've been 17 years in prison. That didn't change me. When I was a youngster, I was 17, and they wanted to give me frontal lobotomy. You know what that is? Shock treatment. And who said it? The experts, the professionals. They had masters and PhDs, but this was their consensus. My opinion is that there's suppressed memories in the frontal lobotomy of the blah 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 blah. So what needs to be done with these young men? They're so violent. Is they need to just shock that part of the frontal brain, and then they'll be nice little boys. No. Look at, but here's my point. At one time, they thought that. Educated people. Look, get educated like we're talking about, amen? But make sure education is about Jesus Christ. Make sure they know that you've been with Jesus, amen? Make sure that's the difference, all right? That you're educated here by the book of books. By the King of Kings and by the Lord of Lords. Amen. Make sure you get this. Now, watch this. I thank God that I was only 17. They sent a letter to my tia. I thank God my tia was old school, Pastor. So she got the letter. Remember, they needed her consent. And she gets it. Guess it's the papel. She threw it away. You know? Hallelujah. If she would have signed it, I'd be dead. Idiot, I'd be slobbering, because that's what happens. Every time you get shot, you're even drooling, and you see them in the yard, and they're done. That was their solution. Did that work?
No.
No. Does prison work?
No.
Does science work?
No.
Does law enforcement work?
No.
Come on, work with me.
No!
You know? Is more enhancements, injunctions, more time, does it work?
No.
Then what works? Back to my scenario right here. I pass Lake Link, right? I'm on the beach. And I'm sharing my testimony about the power of God. 5,000 men in one place and to the ministry of Victory Outreach, you know? Then this is what I found out. I went home that day. Listen to me very carefully. I went home that day. I put on the news right there. You know what it is? A command post set up at Lake Link is culminating in a 4-year investigation of organized crime in Southern California. FBI, LAPD, LA Sheriff's, Pomona, county this, that county, millions and millions of dollars. They had like maybe 90 indictments. Wow. Did you get that? Millions and millions of dollars. All the top-notch law enforcement's coming together for your investigation, a RICO, and all they get is 90 indictments. Now, you and I know that if you know that culture, half of those aren't going to stand. They're not going to stand. They won't be convicted. And here I am. Now, here's my point, and listen carefully. Here is the point. I represent one, but behind me is tens of thousands, and I'll say it, Grand Prairie, without exaggeration, millions of men and women that have been reached by the gospel of Jesus Christ through the ministry of the King. Can I say that again, Grand Prairie?
Yes.
I represent one, but behind me, there's tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, who have been touched by the gospel. Of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Evidence that what we're talking about, that what we preach, that what we share is not just rhetoric, is not just programs, is not just lip service, but it's truth and reality.
Yes.
How do you know? Amen. By the power and evidence of lives right before your eyes changed and transformed.
Amen.
Again, how can I stand before you? A man under the sentence and the judgment and the wrath of God, a man now free under the grace and the freedom of God through the ministry of Victory Outreach. What have you done? That is the cry here of Texas.
Right.
What have you done? Some of our own family.
Mom.
We've done things.
Yes.
They can't be undone.
Yeah.
Is there a hope? Is there an answer? Something must be done.
Amen.
Amen. Something has to be done. Let me share a little story, a final story, and then I'll roll into my testimony. I love sharing this story because it tells the heart of God, but also the heart of our pastor and founder, Sonny Argazon.
Amen.
Years ago, when the church was in La Puente, California. How many remember that?
Amen.
There's a few of you, right? Well, the mother church is now in Chino, but it used to be in La Puente, California, right? So I'm right there. I'm saved a few years, maybe 3 years. I'm praying at the altar. I get a tap on the shoulder, and it's a brother, the usher. He says, "Brother Art, Pastor Sonny is calling you." So I go, "What? What do you think? What have I done? What haven't I done?" So I go in the office. I step in the office, and there's Pastor Sonny. There's Pastor Saul, right? And then I see two gentlemen. They identify themselves as agents of the FBI.
Oh,
I'm agent so-and-so. And I try to go, you know, slip out the door. And the agent blocks, you know, big tall guy blocks me. And he tells me, "I'm agent so-and-so." He said, "Whatever, you know." So I can't get out, in other words, right? So as the brother's going away, the door's still open. I tell him, "I'll talk to you later, bro." You know? How we changed, huh? He set me up, fool, but okay. I'll get to you later. But I go in there, and listen, again, what I'm trying to give you here, because you're in the jury box still, a contrast. I'm trying to give you evidence. I'm trying to give you material to make a decision. Amen? It has to come from your own free will. Say, you know what? That's truth. That's right. That's real.
Amen.
That's God.
That's right.
So watch this. They're there, and they go like this. They got a manila folder. Not blue, but manila folder, and they go, "Mr. Arkansas, look at that. That is evidence that the mafia is going to take over Victory Outreach. They're going to infiltrate this church. And one of them is right there." They're pointing to me.
Wow.
Yeah, true story. And I go, "What? You bumped your head?" And but again, they're experts. To be an FBI, you need at least a master's, you know? You got to have at least 4 years education. Amen? And again, I'm talking about expert after expert after expert, the professional. They don't have the answer.
Come
they're
on.
Looking right. for the answer just as much as anybody else's. They don't have it.
Wow.
That's why eventually they all come to Victory Outreach.
Amen. Amen. Come on.
You watch. Can you help us? Anyway, I'll do that in a moment. So they go, "Mr. Arkansas, look. Right here. And one of them is right there. So, you know, I'm feeling all weird, like, oh, serious, you know, me, you know. I'm a Christian, you know, my life's on the line, you see. Anyway, they go, and Sonny opens it up. You know what it is? It's called a CC file. My central file is right there. Pictures of crimes and victims. And they're the two agents. They've had Sonny and Saul. And Sonny looks, and he goes, ah, brother, my God. Hey, Saul, this guy right here. My Lord. You know Sonny talks, right? So all eyes are on Pastor Sonny. I'm watching Pastor Sonny. I say, what's he going to do? Excommunicate me or whatever, you know? I don't know. But here's the amazing response of our pastor and our founder. Listen to his heart. All eyes are on Pastor Sonny. I'm looking at him. Saul, who's looking at him. The FBI, they're like, you know, well, what are you going to do? You know, deal with this, you know? He goes, pretty bad report there. Not good about our blouse. But I have another report about this young man right here. And they're like, huh? The Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation.
Amen.
Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. They didn't clap for Pastor Sonny, of course. They were furious.
Yeah.
The total opposite. They said, Mr. Arcazoni, they got the little Manila folder, and they storm out. You've been warned. Right? But look at, in all fairness, they were being sincere. In all fairness, they were doing their job. But I love what C.S. Lewis says, that you can send a man or a woman to university, get the finest education, okay? They could have so many degrees, they call them Dr. Thermometer. Amen. But if you miss the heart,
come on.
If you miss the heart, they come out more clever devils.
Oh, come on now. That's right.
You know any clever devils, Pete? Pete was a clever devil. I was a clever devil.
Come on.
I tell everybody I got my degree from SQU or Penn State. You could have the way home, amen. But I got my higher education at Penn State. But all they come out is more clever devils.
Yeah,
that doesn't change nothing. And they learn more evil and more destruction and how to steal, kill, and destroy. So I want to share now a little bit of my testimony, why I stand here before you. First of all, as I mentioned, it's the grace of God.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, yes.
It's the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's the cost of the cross, the gas chamber. I should have went to that gas chamber. Look at me, please, grandparent. The gas chamber represents capital punishment. So does the cross.
Wow.
The cross is capital punishment.
Wow.
The only thieves, murderers, and treason. Be crucified.
Wow.
A horrendous death. Somebody, listen to me. Somebody went to that green killing machine.
Come on now.
Somebody went in there and was executed. And he died.
Yes.
I mean literally dead. Rigor mortis. Died. For 3 days. Oh, but you know the rest.
Come on now.
Oh, but you know the rest.
Yeah.
You know the rest, Grand Perry.
Yeah.
On the third day,
yeah.
He arose from the dead.
That's right.
He broke open the steel and glass of the gas chamber and came out alive.
Amen.
And of course, this one was without sin, spotless, blameless, the Lamb of God. The Son of God.
Yeah.
He went to the gas chamber for this sick, twisted dog. Cornel. An assassin. Blood in and blood out. Somebody did call. That's the only reason I can stand before you
right,
this morning
right.
In Grand Prairie.
Amen.
And declare the deep love of God.
That's right.
The only way you can be forgiven. Mm. The only because somebody paid a tremendous price. For me to be here.
Yes.
Brent Perry.
Yes.
I'm the most grateful man in here. Amen. Amen. I should not be here. I didn't have anything coming. Give him praise. Yes. Yeah. Give him praise. The Son of God, the Lamb of God. He's worthy. Love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Now let me share a little of my testimony, what I'm doing here. Of course, for years and years, I wanted to be a big homie. As Pete mentioned, I wanted to be a shot caller, and of course, that takes putting in work. And at a young age, I became, some of you know the drama, right? Some of you read the drama. Hallelujah. I think Joshua was mad dog. Amen. Got booked. Hallelujah. Eddie, too. He plays Eddie, Pete. He's the one that brought the gospel to me. But listen, I'm there, as I mentioned, I do all this time. I get out of prison, and not a Christian. And in fact, I hated Christians, to be honest. To me, they were weak, you know. Child, you know, and our world and might is right, and, you know, top of the food chain, all that drama. And so I hated Christians. I despised them, you know. Get away from me. You carry a Bible, you're a weak box that can't be trusted, you know, and all that drama. I get out. Of course, I begin doing my mess, you know, destroying lives, taxing, and I get arrested one more time. I get arrested for a murder for hire. But there were two counties in California, one in Tulare County, another in Los Angeles County. There were 19 counts, beginning with murder for hire, kidnap, ransom, 19 counts in both counties. I go back and forth for 4.5 years. And they were sure, they were certain that I would die in the gas chamber. They knew, slam dunk, you know, it's over. They're going to gas me. And they even, the detectives would take me now and then. We'd drive, sometimes we'd fly to the other county, Kings County. And they would joke. And they say, Blahos, you know, they're going to gas you. You know that, right? And I go, well, we'll see about that. And they said, I made him a bet, Pastor. I said, you know, then I used to smoke Camel regulars. Non-filters. I go, I'll make you a bet. I'm going to beat this case here. They started laughing. Ah, yeah, right. Shut up. I'm going to beat this case. Andy said, I like black coffee. I still like black coffee. Hallelujah. Camel, non-filters, regulars, and a cup of black coffee. I'm going to beat this case. And they started laughing. Yeah, shut up. You're nuts, right? 4.5 years later, I'll tell you what happens, right? So, when I do beat it, I stand up, I turn around in the courtroom, I tell them, non-filters and black, you know, because this is what happened. There was two lawyers, and the lawyer said this again and again, and they probably told you the very same thing, especially the men. Well, now the women, too, they're getting called crazy, right? They said this, ladies and gentlemen of the great state of California, here would be Texas. Oh, by the way, I said it in Dallas. Thank God all this didn't happen in Texas. Don't mess with Texas, right? Right? They would write what else? Whack me a long time ago. But anyway, for the great state of California, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, don't forget you're under oath. You can't leave. Hallelujah. This young man right here, look at him. Art Balechos, a.k.a. Canijo. From his youth, a man of violence, and here he is, an assassin, murdered for hire. There's no hope. Really, it's all on transcripts, all on record. There's no hope. He cannot change. Ladies and gentlemen, he must be executed in the gas chamber in San Quentin. That's what it's for. That's your duty. He's beyond rehabilitation. It's a big word, Josh, at the time. I don't know, whatever, you know. And then he said another big word. And ladies and gentlemen, this young man right here, Canejo, is beyond redemption. Wow. I don't know what that meant either. But it didn't sound good. You know what I said? Redeem you. Whatever. You know? You be redeemed. Some more experts. Meaning well. They mean well. You have to do something, right? But was I beyond rehabilitation? No. I was 11 months in the rehab home.
Come on,
somebody.
Come on.
And I directed 4 homes.
Come on.
2 in America and 2 in Europe.
Come on,
what? I wasn't beyond rehabilitation. Also, was I beyond redemption?
No.
I stand before you redeemed.
Come on.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
evidence and proof of the word of God, of the gospel of God, evidence and proof of the endorsement of heaven upon the ministry of victory.
Right.
Outrageous.
Amen.
Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. And wow. But I wasn't behind any of these. And they mean well. But what happens? I beat it. And they said, after all them years, they reached the verdict. Of course, I'm shackled and everything. Stand up. And they read, it was a woman. She read the verdict.